it's me, Miss Pretty Please. Okay, I'm gonna make this as, I'm gonna try to make this, like, not super long. Like, I don't wanna make a super long audio for you to suffer through. This month has gone by so, so fast. It's been crazy. But, so as you know, I've decided that I will no longer post content as of October 31st, 2021, which is tomorrow. But I have decided to leave my account up with all of my content available. James was so wonderful and made the Miss Pretty Please audio library, and it's pinned on my Reddit account, so feel free to go through that, and I hope you enjoy. Yeah, all my audios are over there, and yeah. And I've also decided that this isn't going to be a goodbye. I'll be around. I don't want to just disappear. But I also don't want to get, like, anyone's hopes up. But however, shall I decide to randomly come back or post sporadically, I know I'll be welcomed back into the communities I've participated in. I plan on staying moderately active, for example, responding to comments, DMs, messages here and there. I still plan on listening to audios, and I definitely will leave comments on posts I like, and I'll upvote. just being an overall follower supporter to everyone in my favorite communities. I'll be your hype woman whenever I come around, of course. And also, I feel like this should go without saying, but be kind, be respectful to your favorite audio posters and script writers out there. Support them, don't steal their content, don't cross their boundaries. Always remember that there's a person behind the mic, behind the script, an actual person with a heart and feelings and behind the scene things going on in their personal life, just like you. And also, I've kind of noticed like a pattern, like a little pattern. I don't know if it's just with the people I follow, but like, some of, like, our favorite content creators are, like, not okay. And you can translate that in whatever way you'd like. But, the best way I could describe it is, hurt people, but in this case, it's, like, hurt people want to help people hurt less. So they make audios. Or maybe I'm just off, but that's at least what I've experienced with my favorites. And I'm mainly talking about, like, people who post safer work content, although it does include not safer work content. But yeah, I just always, like, feel like our favorite people, like, they're going through so much and they still decide to, like, put themselves out there. And I really admire my fellow posters who do that and who set boundaries right up front and they don't fold or anything for anyone. And there's people out there who just, like, you know, they decide not to reply to everything. They just do what they want to do. Everyone, you know, is different with how they decide to interact on the internet. And as a listener, I'm just blessed that all these amazing human beings decide to share and put themselves out there and comfort us and bring us sleep and just being there, you know? And it's like, nobody has to do this. Always remember that no one has to post these amazing audio experiences. I'm always super thankful, and I always make sure I'm super respectful, for sure. because yeah, there's always assholes out there that want to ruin things, that just ruin things, and it fucking sucks. So yeah, and what else? And there's like a downside for like being a listener too, you know. And I'm not gonna go into like a bunch of details because I don't want to ramble because it's already 5 minutes. Oh my god. But yeah, there's downside to being a listener too. Like, you know, you'll understand like when you get the gist if I say it. Like, there's people who do come into the audio communities and they post with ill intentions, and you have to be careful as a listener as well as be careful as a poster, a contributor as well. So, and of course, we want everybody to get along and get together and be happy and everything's rainbows and butterflies, but you know that never happens. But anyway, I'm rambling. But please treat your favorite content creators with respect and compassion and appreciate them. Show them support. Like up their content if you're able to. Pay for their content. If you're able to leave a comment, please leave positive comments on their stuff. It really, really, really makes a difference. You have no idea. Yeah, I'm just rambling. I'm trying to keep this under 10 minutes. Okay, I can do it. I've always been as open as I possibly can with you all. Like, by updating and keeping you all in the loop. And it's not because I feel like I have to. It's because I want to. Yeah, I feel close to all of you in, like, this interesting way. But yeah, I do want you guys to know that, like, I'm okay. I'm gonna be okay. I'm safe. My health situation has improved tremendously. It's been crazy. And, again, I just want to thank everybody who has been checking on me, who has checked on me, has sent me great vibes and prayers. You have no idea how grateful I am. I can share like a little bit, but like the past 8 months of my life have been actual hell. Not all of it, but most of it. I think I mentioned a while ago that I did let y'all know that I've been sick for a very long time, for a few years, and it just got worse. Like within the last 8 months, it just got really bad. And for a long time, I didn't understand, like, why I got sick. I always thought it was, like, my karma. I was like, what the fuck did I do to deserve this? Like, I've always been a healthy person, and then all of a sudden, I'm sick. And, you know, and I always was like, oh, this is my karma. Like, I must have did something really fucked up because... And, I've stopped thinking that way, though, and I've come to terms with mostly everything that my illness comes with, and I've accepted the outcomes and the side effects, and I'm still learning how to deal with this, but you know, it's just a learning process. But I want to say that you guys helped me out like so much, like just being there for me, me posting these audios. I've always said that these kind of help me too, these help me escape with you, like we're in our own little world. Sorry, I had a cough. But yeah, like, if I help you escape, me posting these help me escape too, so we're, like, escaping together. But yeah, I was down pretty bad. Like, I was in excruciating pain on a daily basis. I'm talking pain I've never felt in my entire life. Pain that would bring me to my knees and leave me gasping for air. I would cry every single day. I think I cried for months, and I'm not talking, I mean like cry, like just crying. And it was mainly crying out of fear, out of frustration, also because of the insane amount of pain I was in. Yeah, I would go days without sleep. There was days a few months ago where I could not pick up a fork to feed myself. I couldn't live alone. I had to have someone come live with me. I had constant blood tests done. I had to get MRI scans done. I had to have a surgery. I had to go spend some time in the ER. And I've never been so stressed out in my entire life. And I would still get up every day and live my life the best I could. I would still get to work on time, do all the shit I had to do to survive. Like, drag the mind, the body will follow. I love that quote, but I think I took it too literally, and and I'm laughing now because I'm better, but that made me end up in the hospital. So I tried to be so strong. I didn't want to ask for help from nobody, and yeah, it kind of backfired. And when I arrived at the hospital that day, it was horrible. Yeah, I was scared, not gonna lie. And it didn't help that the doctors and nurses were like, how are you even functioning? Like, how are you alive? Like, you should have been here months ago. Like, your body's shutting down. I'm like, oh, really? Just like, I was having a panic attack and like, it's okay, we're gonna take good care of you, but you know, you almost could have died, right? Like, you should have been here way long ago. Like, don't ever do this again. Like, you cannot do this. You have to ask for help. Like, you cannot do this. And I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, I never will do this ever again. And I promise, I fucking never will. I had to promise my family and myself that I'm not gonna be stubborn. I'm not gonna try to, like, be a fighter and stuff. Like, I am a fighter, but, like, it's okay to ask for help. And I guess what I'm trying to get to is, like, this is a PSA. If you're not feeling good, if something's going on with you health-wise and you're just ignoring it and ignoring it, please, please go see your doctor if you can. Because that's what I pretty much did. And yeah, I really suffered the consequences. And yeah, just, it's okay to ask for help. It's okay to cry. It's not a sign of weakness. You have to take care of yourself. You have to. Please, please, please. If there's one thing you guys can do for me, please take care of yourselves. Please. Please. Please, 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 please. Please be kind to yourself. Please stand up for yourself. You have some random lady who's living on this earth that's cheering you on, who's thinking about you. I'm always thinking about you. I'm always hoping you're good and healthy and happy, as happy as you can be. I'm always going to be rooting for you over in my little world. I'm always going to be in your corner. As long as you have good intentions, I'm on your side. So don't ever think you're alone, because you've always got somebody, aka me. I fucking care about you. And yeah, I feel close to you because you know me. A lot of like what I do, like my content comes easily to me because I'm just being myself, and I always have good intentions behind everything I share with you. And I really hope that you remember me as someone who just has a lot of love to share, that has a lot of good vibes to give. And my fear sometimes, and just in general, my fear is that people put me on a high pedestal or think so highly of me, thinking you can't talk to me or interact with me, or that I've done no harm, or that I'm some perfect person. Oh, my darlings, I promise you, I'm no angel. I'm far from perfect. I am human. I make mistakes. Yes, I am super easygoing and hippy-dippy and happy and hyper and all that sometimes, but I also will fuck you up, so I can be mean and impatient and unkind and ugly. And, you know, I don't want you guys to think I'm like this perfect person, and I'm, because I'm not, or I have this perfect life. It's not perfect over here. I promise you, it's not perfect. I just want you to remember me just in a good way, but also know that I'm not perfect. I'm not. And I just hope you remember me as someone that just has a lot of love for everyone. All right, this is getting so long. I'm so sorry. Okay. But yeah, let's end this nicely. I hope you've enjoyed the content this October. It's been a lot of fun, and yeah, I've had a lot of fun recording and interacting and stuff, so it's been a good time. It's helped me out a lot, too, and I put a lot of love in these audios, so yeah, I hope you feel it. My love language is quality time, so I want you to know, I've absolutely cherished every moment I was ever able to spend with you. Whether it was for a minute, or a few months, a few years together, even if you just recently found me. Thank you for spending time with me. I love you, and thank you for helping me grow as a person, as a friend, as a lover. Just thank you so much for all the amazing support and love you've shown me over the years, over here on Reddit and GWA and Pillow Talk Audio. Just thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you so much. And yeah, I still have a few audios I'm going to post. It is October 30th. It is not too late. I have to finish one audio and then I need to upload the rest, but yeah, within the next few hours I'll have my last few posts up, and I hope you enjoy them. And yeah, I promise I will get back to all the messages and comments I miss. I've seen them, I've read them. Thank you so much. I will get back to you. I will give you a heads up. I'm having a hard time replying to the chats. There's a lot of them, and I can't keep up with them, so I am sorry if I miss you. But yeah, if you're trying to get in contact with me, interact with me, best way is comments or DMs. So yeah. But yeah, I just wanted to leave a little, I guess, ramble, talking audio, and yeah, so even though I'm not going to post audios, I'm not posting any more pictures, I'll still be around, and yeah, I just like to keep you all updated and stuff, so yeah, yeah. And I don't want to like end this. Oh my gosh, it's so long and so long. Oh my gosh. Okay. Yeah. So this is not goodbye. This is a oh my gosh. This is, I'll see you when I see you, kind of thing. Yeah. Okay. I'll see you when I see you. Love you. Bye.